Holy shit. It's The Boys. The original Boys.
On Prime.
On what?
What it Bruh. Is.
Bruh.
We haven't been here for a minute.
Baba Booey.
Alec got sound effects.
He got sound effects now.
And this is why I left.
No, Avery, what have you been doing on your hiatus? It's been how long?
Over about a year and a half.
Yep.
It's been a year and a half.
I've been living my life on the edge.
Well, you told us there's some side work, some side hustling you've been doing.
I can't speak of that yet. Once everything's finalized, I will speak of that.
Can you give any hints?
Avery became our manager.
Pretty much. It's been our talent acquisition partner.
Low key, I've been hustling. Been being their pimps.
Who did you email?
I've been emailing. I've been communicating with people.
How many people do you think by now?
A good 6 or 7 people.
And hey. He just took this upon himself. Like, he disappeared and has not talked about the podcast up until recently when we asked him to do this. And then he decides to tell us what he's been doing behind our backs the whole time.
Yeah, this whole coronavirus really kind of gave me an opportunity and the time to take it upon myself to do all this.
Hey, but if you're not throwing out bait, you ain't going to catch no fish, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'll go, yeah, you know,
that's
you
why
know
I took it upon myself, because you guys are lazy-ass bitches.
That's true.
Bruh.
Chris, you can put your headphones on.
Nah.
Okay.
I can hear it all.
Baba Booey.
Unless you do some voice effects.
You didn't hear that, did you?
No, I didn't hear that one. No. So we've been gone for a while, but
it's been,
as promised,
3 months.
Yeah, it's about 3 months.
We can blame coronavirus, right? It's just been sucks.
So
okay,
as promised, though,
we're back with the highly anticipated Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah,
spoiler cast review.
Been highly anticipated.
Yeah.
So I think, real quick,
should
I've got
we get
my
into
plot
it?
Beats. So
getting right into it?
No. Well, yeah, we're going to get right into it. But first, the first thing we'll do is first impression. What did you think of the game? Did you like it?
It's a good game.
Should we do first impressions or expectations?
Yeah, okay. What did you think this game was going to be? This is full spoilers, by the way.
Mm-hmm. From here on out, which it's been long enough.
You've had it long enough. Yeah. Out took a millennia.
First expressions? First impressions.
Bruh.
So, what did you think this game was going to be? Just real quick, what plot thing did you think was going to happen in this game?
You know what? Somehow through my 3 month experience of playing this game, I was not spoiled on a single thing. So I think, you know, I didn't really have any expectations all the way through until, you know, I started playing.
Yeah, the one thing that hit me when you just said that was your 3 month experience.
Yeah. So, Chris, it took 3 days. You, it probably took a week and a half.
Yeah.
And it took me 3 months. I finished it a couple weeks
ago. Let's dip into why that took so long.
Do you want to? I got scared a lot.
Yeah.
And it was a very stressful game. I was also playing with Caitlin, so I had to wait till we were both in a good spot to sit down and play big chunks of the game.
Who was supposed to be on this episode, but she is asleep.
She got tired.
That's unfortunately okay.
That's all right. Maybe she can come in at the end.
So, what did you think was going to happen, though? Like, anything? Like, you had no expectations?
My expectations going in is I thought Joel was going to die going in. Like, I knew there was going to be some sort of serious death because it's a sequel.
And there needs to be tension.
Deaths are a big driving point for a continuation of a story. I didn't know how or when he was going to die. But yeah, I had a feeling that Joel was going to die, because obviously Ellie was a big proponent of the game.
The marketing and everything. Like,
yeah, and that was interesting. Some of the marketing stuff we can touch on later, but yeah, the marketing made it seem like it was just going to be Ellie, which it was.
Avery, did you have any of this game spoiled for you?
No.
No.
Mainly because I didn't hang around you.
Yeah, you know what's fucked up, Chris?
Hmm.
Is that you did spoil the game.
Oh, yeah, inadvertently. Like, okay.
He got mad about something.
What did I say?
You said Joel dies.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I was just fucking around. I just assumed, like, that would be something that could happen, and I got pissed off, but I didn't know it was going to happen.
But this is the guy who looks up the spoilers right when the game or movie comes out, and if you piss him off in any way, shape, or form, he will spoil it for you.
Not any way, shape, or form. I don't think I've ever, as a punishment, spoiled it, because that, that was just
a joke. You have.
What?
You spoiled...
Give me one example. Just one. That's all I need. My quota's filled with one example. Fuck. Yeah.
Star Wars?
Yeah, you did.
As a punishment?
Yes, you did.
Star Wars.
Yes, you did. Yep.
You showed me, you asked.
You asked.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You pushed it on me.
Okay, that...
I said, do you want to see it?
That wasn't necessarily a spoiler. That
No, he full-on showed me screen caps.
Yeah, Avery didn't see that part.
Yeah, you weren't there for that, but he fucking showed me. We've got it on recording how pissed off I was that you spoiled that.
Bruh. You were like, fuck, I guess I'll see it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, but how hard did you have to push that?
Not very hard.
Yes, I just did.
No, because I said you would like it, and you were like, well, I guess. And I'm like, okay, here you go.
Still, you knew I didn't want any spoilers.
I don't know. I can't.
You and your fucking witchcraft.
No, but this was like back in, like last year sometime, I said that. So like that whole leak thing.
Just know if a movie's coming out or it has come out and it's brand new and I want to see it, or a game for that matter, like, and I'm avoiding you and you know I'm avoiding you, no, it's because of that.
You know, I did stay away from that leak that came out, though, that huge one. But I did, after I beat it, look and see like what exactly was leaked. And yeah, it was pretty heavy. It was the Joel scene and the Abby fucking scene was the other thing.
You spoiled that Star Wars game for me.
Oh, Fallen Order?
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I didn't know anything about that, though, like before playing it. I think you played
it before I did. You spoiled the double-edged lightsaber for me.
Oh, well, that was in, like, trailers. I thought you would have just seen
it. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
There's literally, like, one of the first trailers, he's holding it up, and it shoots out both ends. So no, I assumed you'd know it's
in there. That is not what happens.
And you get that, like, an hour in the game.
All right, back on topic.
It's a choice.
Yeah,
back on topic.
Shut all your right. fat lips. So...
Do you have any other sound effects?
Baba Booey. No. Baba Booey.
All right. You're done with that. You're done with that. Come on.
Baba Booey.
So
I feel like the Kobe one is a little out of taste right now.
Why do you think I added? I don't want to laugh at it. So
Kobe.
Okay. Oh man, you're really putting us in a bad spot.
All right, so my first impressions on the game.
Expectations,
I should say. I didn't know what was going to come of it. I had a feeling that Joel was going to die or be injured again in some way. I didn't expect him to die so soon. But with that said, that made the whole game. I wish I would have. I originally thought that I was going to play as Joel again, which would have been really nice.
At least for like parts of it.
Yeah, but granted, it kind of forced. It's kind of like a force of hand to make you go back and play the first game, and to really enjoy it. In the storyline again.
Yeah, because in the first game, like, besides Winter, it's all Joel. Like, if you want to play as Joel, like, that bad, honestly, just go play the first game. Like, I feel like that is his chapter. A lot
of people are mad about that.
I feel like the game is in thirds. I feel like the first game is Joel, this half of this game is Ellie, and half is Abby. So, like...
But what's... You said this game's... In thirds, what do you mean by that?
I feel like it could almost be Last of Us Part 2 and 3.
It is a long-ass game.
In a good way, though.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been shitty if at a certain point they just make you wait for a few years to find out what happens.
Yeah,
I think after that theater scene probably, but maybe even before then.
It feels honestly like a 2.5. Like the whole last part feels like an epilogue.
Yeah, really.
Like everything after the Abby
initial part, fight. Yeah.
When you switch back to Ellie, it feels like.
So why don't we go ahead and go straight into the plot? So with Gate, this is where we start, and you get flashbacks to the first game, which, by the way, those look so good.
Yeah, everything in this game is beautiful.
I immediately was like, I wish someone would be able to get these models and remake the first game somehow. The environment you could leave alone, but whatever. I thought that was cool.
Which is expected of a Naughty Dog game. So everything is just...
And this pristine. Is the only time you get to play as Joel, this whole game.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's so short.
That little horse ride.
What'd you think of that little horse ride?
Which one?
It made me feel good. I was like, hell yeah, let's get
the game. So like the very beginning of the game where he's recapping the ending of the first game.
You're literally just riding into town as Joel, and then once he hands over the guitar, it switches over to Ellie.
It was okay. Yeah. That's all I have on that.
Like, I mean, you really don't get to do anything with them.
It's just, I think, a way to show you the visuals of the game. Like, how it's going to initially look.
It's a little bit of a tease, too.
Of, like, the rest. So, the
really game, gets you attached to the character again and then takes it away immediately.
Yeah, so then we get to downtown.
Well, what? Downtown what? Jackson?
Oh, shit.
Are you going straight into Seattle? Because you just skipped.
No. Okay, yeah. So
the very beginning of the story.
Sorry, I read that. I forgot Gate includes all of that, too. So you start the game then as Ellie, which, what do you think about this game jumbling order of plot?
Once he hands over the guitar, which is the baton, you start playing as Ellie.
And then, so he hands over the guitar to Tommy. Or no, he doesn't ever hand over the guitar until he meets Ellie in her
plays
shack.
Plays the song.
Yeah, he plays Future Days by Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I said that like an idiot. Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Future Days.
That's a good song, by the way.
It is a good song.
If you beat the game, I think on Grounded, you get to hear the full version. Or no.
You can just look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, you get the full version in Grounded. If you beat the game on Permadeath, you get Ellie singing that In the Valley song, the full version, which is cool.
You don't get to hear Take on Me again, though.
No. It's later on. So, you get a little introduction. I could tell there was tension at that point.
Yeah.
Even in that moment. I feel like the tension between those two never really left.
Oh, it didn't?
Like, ever.
No.
Maybe the dinosaur thing was a slight aversion. But again, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
That was before she found... Or was that before she found out?
Yes.
So, yeah, she...
Yeah, so... Yeah, that tension never left, and I think that's what hit Ellie so hard.
Yeah, of course. She regretted it, how she treated Joel.
You think so, though?
Yeah, or else why would she be going after Abby so hard?
I think she...
She had unresolved shit with Joel that she was trying to fix. Like, at the end, when we see what we see, like, it's obviously her trying to mend the wounds.
Yeah. I think, too, like, did you read the journals that she kept?
I did, too. Yeah, it was kind of weird, dude.
It was weird because throughout the whole thing, she's like, I don't know if they're going to understand if I tell them why Joel was killed. It leaves that whole thing of even she knows that, not that he deserved to die, but that this whole revenge thing, it's personal to her, but anyone else, it's really unwarranted.
Yeah.
So, then it does a time jump of 5 years, and between this time, let's go ahead and do the flashbacks, I thought, just because we'll do this game kind of in sequential order instead of plot order. So, the first flashback, is the dinosaur scene, which you get later on. What did you think of that?
I loved it.
It's a lot of people's favorite part of the game.
It was the only happy part of the game.
Yeah.
Honestly. It was very heartfelt. This is a very dark and depressing game.
Yeah. once Joel brought her to the space shuttle part,
yeah.
I mean, that...
Amazing.
That was great. And it almost made me want to tear up because when she came back from, like, from inside her head, she was... It just made me realize, oh, he's gone. He's dead. Brutally murdered.
And she still kept that pin the whole time, too.
Are we going to talk about how he was killed?
Yeah, that's... So after the flashbacks... So
no, the flashbacks were after he was killed.
I said we're going.
Do you have any napkins in here?
No.
I have to blow my nose.
So again, we're going in sequential order, not plot order. So
sequential.
So we'll be going over the flashbacks.
Oh.
Is that okay, or do you want to go?
I figured we could just tackle it as the game went, like okay, as that's our fine. Experiences were. But I mean,
so we'll just when we get to where the dinosaur part was happened, we've already talked about it. So as far as game goes, we see Ellie and
not sniffing the microphone, please.
Again, spoilers. Did you play this a second time?
Me?
Yeah, or anyone?
I barely got to finish the first time.
Do you have a hanky?
I'll be right back.
I'm good. Keep going.
Can you grab me?
Go.
Can you grab me a beverage?
Keep talking. Or I guess I can cut this.
Yeah, just cut it.
Sorry.
You got a boogie? I got a boogie too.
No, I'm getting over a sinus infection, bro.
Why don't you go out there and get a handkerchief? No one's keeping you in here. You're not trapped. I didn't take notes, and I'm gonna go take notes now because I was a little lost on where these flashbacks went. Alec doesn't need to know this part, though. So we're going to cut this part out. He's probably going to hear it in post because I don't edit these anymore because that's ass and I don't like doing that. How have you been? It's been a while. I mean, we haven't seen each other for a long time. It's been a long time. I miss you guys. You miss me. I miss you all. You know, it's been a good time. You know, he's really, you know, fucking, he smells. Fucking smells so bad in here. He's wiping a fucking booger. It's really his excuse to go put on probably another thing of deodorant. He fucking stinks. Oh, my God. I am so embarrassed for him right now. Wowie zowie. Now let's go take some notes because I did not do that shit before I got here like I said I would. I'm a fucking lazy bastard piece of shit.
Oh, zebra cakes. I want one. I'm hungry.
I am too. Let's get this done.
It's gonna be a long night.
Well,
you're definitely gonna see my ass tonight. And my balls.
Any different from any other night.
All right. We ready?
Where are we?
We just met. We're about to meet Jesse. So we met Jesse. What do you think of Jesse? This part's going to be pretty cool. Jesse is cool. Jesse was probably one of my favorite characters, if not my favorite character of the game.
Yeah.
I know. He's a little dickish.
I liked him better than Dina.
I thought he was going to be an asshole. Like, I don't know what it was about the trailers or just like.
Yeah.
I knew Ellie and Dina were going to be a thing the way they were talking about at the beginning. I was like, oh, he's going to be like secretly shitty to her the whole time. Like, you stole my girl kind of attitude. But he wasn't. I don't think ever.
At first, I didn't realize how connected Ellie and Dina were. Like, how close they were, you know, with a relationship.
I didn't either. There is a lot. That's the thing. Have you played this a second time?
No.
So throughout all of their meeting, pretty much until you meet Dina, they're talking about that night, the dance. And at first, when I first played this, I didn't pick up on that at all. Like, I was like, oh, they're talking about some other thing they went through. It's just side dialogue that the first game did where it's, you don't need to know more context, but everything they talk about is, you get to see it eventually. And that even leads up to when you go meet that guy that, you know, he said some heinous shit. So that old dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said some heinous shit. Yeah. And I thought it was more life and day. You'll never know what was said. They kind of leave it at that. But playing it a second time, it adds so much more context.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured would happen.
Like when, then the next thing, I won't get ahead of myself, but the next thing is meeting Dina. Dina, again, I like all the new characters added.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the other ones later, but
I don't think there was one character that I didn't like.
There was one. I bet I know who it is, but we'll get there. I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
All right, side note real fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but Tommy's voice annoyed me so much. I don't know if it was just too southern, too high pitch. I don't know. It just every time he said something, it just annoyed the shit out of me.
Tommy really annoyed me after he got shot.
Yeah.
I hated.
Like, but I understood where he came from, though.
Oh, yeah.
About just, like, not finishing what they...
What?
Yeah, I mean, we'll get... It's none of it spoilers. Everyone played this game. I mean, we've already talked about the ending.
Yeah.
But meeting Dina, too, because she talks a little bit about that night. It's just, the other thing is, what Dina and Ellie talk about, too, is this movie night that... They're supposed to have the next night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you realize, like, the movie night was going to be the first time they really talked to each other, probably in years, besides the very end scene where they're talking on the porch. But,
yeah,
like, a nice moment between those two, that was going to be the first time, probably in 2 or 3 years, whenever that last flashback took place.
Yeah.
So I really like Dina. I think Dina's super cool. She's like a good mixture of almost like Ellie and Nathan Drake, I feel. They're very good at writing dialogue.
I mean, she was a cool character, but I felt like she got in the way a lot.
Really?
Yeah. With Ellie. Yeah.
Like going through all that shit and then be like, spoiler, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, the pregnancy shit. So we were going to get there in Seattle, but like that, I was annoyed too. I was like, oh fuck, because now we can't go do whatever we're going to do. But then I realized, well, that's not how these games work. This shit's what's going to happen is I'm going to have to do a lot of shit alone now. Yeah. It's going to be fucking terrifying playing awful. This game.
God, I hated it.
Honestly, I'd rather do things alone than have someone in the way.
I loved it.
Somebody was with me.
I did.
Like, it was...
What?
Dogs are barking.
That's okay.
But I felt really scared, and it was terrifying, but it was still, like, fun. Like, that's part of why I played this game. I really like that stuff. But not to jump ahead, you then...
So Joel gets...
Joel, you don't know where he's at. You just know that
he's on his rounds with Tommy.
He's on his rounds, yeah. Like, they're on the thing, but that's all you know so far. Then you have that snowball fight with Dina, but they're going back and they're talking about it. But then they want to find, they're just going on their route, right? But throughout this route, towards the end, you get a cut, and you're playing as Abby.
What were your initial feelings when you switched over to Abby?
I didn't know anything about her, so yeah. I didn't know what her deal was yet.
Other than the trailer that we got.
I noticed that...
I didn't know that was her, honestly.
Right.
I figured it was her because she was beefy. Fucking beefcake.
My first thought was like, who is this chick? Why am I playing as her? But then once I started running through the woods and that scary ass... fucking part of the game. I was like, man, she is a beast.
Yeah.
Like, compared to Ellie of, like, hand-on-hand combat with those clickers and runners or whatever they're called. You know, it was...
Excuse me. Go ahead and continue. Bruh.
It was...
Baba Booey.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed when I came to Abby. I had no idea where to go to or that she'd be the one who would, you know.
I had a realization that she wasn't Ellie's mom. Because I know that was one of the biggest rumors once the trailer came out.
Really?
That was Ellie's mom.
That, you know that part where she's being hung up?
Mm-hmm.
That was the trailer, but there was no other context to what was happening. You didn't even know it was a Last of Us trailer until the clicker ran in at the end.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea what that game even was yet, but I think this So Abby introduces some throughout the whole game. She introduces a lot of like new gameplay elements, and one thing is like hordes, which you saw a little bit in the first game. But as far as interacting and seeing like probably I think around 100 on screen, like running after you, this starts a theme. I thought about it after the fact of like the coolest moments in the game happen when you're playing as Abby. And I don't know if that was on purpose to get you to like her, but the fun, like intense moments happen when you're playing as her.
Yeah.
That's why when someone doesn't like the game and they haven't played it,
it turns into like an actual zombie game, like where it's run sequences and like straight horror.
Not all the time though. Like
in the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah.
That first scene with her is that's exactly what it reminded me of. I felt like I was playing Left 4 Dead or something.
Very action packed.
Yeah.
Because you don't know a lot about her.
Pucker up.
When did you know? So we're kind of intersplicing just to kind of move along here. So Dina and Ellie smoke a joint and they go to bed. And then
they fuck.
But before Jesse comes back and tells them that they never return, you get the scene where Abby was just saved by Joel and you meet up with Joel. First time you see him current.
Yeah. Abby takes them back to their camp.
When did you know shit was fucked? Did you have any inklings?
Yeah.
That she was like, that shit was about to go down before it happened.
You know, when she was introduced, she said to Owen, like, he's there. And at that time, I thought, you know, maybe they throw a curveball and they're looking for someone else and maybe like we're going to go save this person. But by the time that she meets up with Joel and Tommy, you can just see her character kind of shift to where she's really quiet and really reserved, but she's also like fighting with them. So it was really confusing. And then, when she gets back to base with them and they're helping him out, and then once he says his name, the room gets fucking quiet.
Quiet.
And you can just feel it, like, this is not good.
People online, this is where another big criticism comes. It's like, just to see what you guys can defend it with, if at all, if you want to. Why did he give himself up? Why did he say who he was, being so guarded like he was in the first game?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, because in the first game, he never like said his name like that.
He's super always guarded.
Yeah. So I don't know if he just like, yeah, that was weird
to me.
Maybe it was just like so much time had passed.
He just got old.
He got comfortable.
Yeah, he got comfortable.
Like he was starting to let his guard down, and I think in that moment he realized like this is what you get.
Well, yeah, he found home.
Mm-hmm. He got too comfortable, and this was a reminder of like, you can't do that. You can't do that here. And he paid for it.
Yeah. I think that's a fair assessment. But I know, yeah, a lot of people did not like that.
Yeah. So then...
So should we get to the scene?
Yeah, we're going to get to it. So they wake up. Jesse tells them that, hey, Joel and Tommy, they didn't come back. Immediately, Ellie... Which, again, this has different context playing it after you beat it once and you know all the plot beats.
Well, before this, we know that Joel gets his fucking leg blown off.
Yeah, so, like, they take him back, and Joel admits, he says who he is, like, or no, Tommy says, this is Tommy, and this is my brother, and Joel says his name, and everyone gets quiet, and he says, y'all act like you heard of us or something, and Abby's like, yeah, bitch. And then takes his fucking kneecaps off.
Kobe!
Alec.
She shot his leg off. She said,
Kobe!
And she blew that leg right off.
Do we need to put you in timeout? So, yeah, his fucking knee's gone.
I'm not saying because Kobe died. I'm saying, like, Kobe.
Hey, buddy. Hey, pal.
All right.
Hey, pal.
Yep.
Let's go. Time to move on. So, yeah, his knee gets just demolished. So then, Ellie's, you know, going straight out with her horse, just trying to find him, yelling his name. She gets in the cabin that they're all staying in. She's the only one. She goes alone. Like, other people were following her, but she goes so fast that she ends up being alone. And then it happens. She goes downstairs where she's hearing yelling. Sounds like Joel. And then the scene happens. They kick her ass down. She can see that Joel was being beat up. She gets one good hit on.
They're both laying face down on the floor.
Yeah, she slices that dude's face.
By the way, did you recognize who that guy was?
It's the guy that you kill first, isn't it?
So that, yeah, it's that, but
it's in, the problematic guy that nobody likes.
In Uncharted 4, that guy plays young Sam. Didn't know if you caught that. Well, cool. Easter eggs with Chris, but
ugh, Naughty Dog.
So, yeah, takes Ellie down, and then she has to watch it. You see, how many times do you see this scene? I feel like you see it at least 3 times. This was hard. Like, this was hard to watch.
Oh yeah, dude. When that all happened, like, my fucking mouth just dropped.
I was getting so mad.
I was like, they're really doing this right now? It's like the game has just started.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And it's so brutal too. Like, it was.
They didn't just put him out graphic. Of his misery. Like, they beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, and especially when you, like, go back to his house mm-hmm. right after that, and you just see everything that he had in there. Like, it really felt like a loved one had just died.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you, like, cry at any moment?
No.
Do you like all the golf? I almost cried when Joel was murdered, but did you like the golf ball memes that...
There's so many golf memes. So stupid. But
hated this part.
This, it was hard. I teared up a little bit when I went up and I saw Sarah's picture, the one that Ellie mm-hmm. gave him. Mm-hmm. And seeing, like, all the pictures and drawings were making me tear up a little bit. Like the one where she drew Joel and he framed it.
I almost cried when I found out that he got coffee. Because that was like a big meme from the first game. It was like, I miss coffee.
But he finally, yeah, in that last conversation.
Yeah.
When did this game ever make you cry? Did you ever tear up?
I did not weep from the game, but I teared up.
Yeah, I teared up. I never, like, cried. This game was very angry. Like,
I cried from the first game.
Yeah, the first one, I didn't weep, though. It was another thing of just tearing up. It's just, that part was getting me.
I didn't cry in the first one either.
Well, aren't you just a hard ass?
What did you think was initially happening when she was like, fucking Tommy? My thought was like, oh man, like, he's there and he's not letting any of them go. He's being a dick. Because he, when...
Which part are you at?
We're still, like, right after Joel dies, Ellie goes back, like, Dina comes and confronts her and all that, and then you get a little scene of Ellie sitting in her room and Tommy comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy is... really cold, and even when he hugs her when he leaves, he, like, gives her a second and is like, okay, get off me kind of way. I don't know if it's because of how he felt, but, like, totally didn't give any...
I feel like they'd act like family. His character was conflicted, because, like, obviously he wanted to go after Joel and he wanted to go with Ellie and do all that, like, initial reactions to just go and fuck up this girl. But I felt like he was conflicted because his wife, Marissa?
Yeah, whatever.
That's one way of looking
at it. She obviously was like, you're not going.
Another way of looking at it is...
And she's like the head honcho of...
Right.
She's the mayor.
Well, another way of looking at it is like, oh, you were there too. You could have done something, but you didn't.
Oh, I bet there's so much guilt, because he's the one that initially said who they were.
Yeah.
I bet he had so much guilt.
There's probably so many emotions going through his head
that I didn't really connect with Tommy, though.
I never did either.
With his emotions. I didn't really consider his emotions when I was playing. I was totally connected with Ellie.
Did you ever disconnect from Ellie?
No.
Were you ever like, she's going a little too far?
No, fuck no. No. I loved it when she went too far.
I kind of disconnected with her when I started playing as Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just not in a way of like, I forget how she's feeling about this, and maybe that's not as bad as, you know, what I originally thought, and maybe she shouldn't be doing all these things. It was more of like, I forget how it is playing as her and her perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that's what they were aiming for?
I think so, and I think that's why they made her parts way more fun. Like, let's move on. Let's move on, because we're close. We're now at Seattle. Dad.
Yeah, let's go to Seattle day one.
Ellie
obviously leaves, and Dina trails behind her.
Yeah, this is just kind of character building. I don't think... The only thing I think happens day one was Ellie's mask breaks. Like, because they're going through and they're finding the WLF. Yo, you know what?
If you want to break away from story stuff, we can talk about their first kind of open world setting in this game.
So that's not the first time they've done this. They took this from that Uncharted 4 DLC thing. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool. I mean, because... I was pissed because, like, you told me something you found that I didn't find, and I was so shitty about that ring.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You find Drake's ring.
I was so mad. I was like, I can't believe
Did you find the Oracle from Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll say there's two Easter eggs in there.
I thought that was cool. You get, because you could, that take on me moment, you could totally miss.
Really?
Yeah, you can move right past it. That record store isn't mandatory at all, and in fact, there's not really much in there.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Avery? Take on the
moment. It was so fucking cheesy.
It was weird. It's so out of place. I thought it was cool. I was like sitting there. I was like, man, this is cool. Like, but why is it in here? Like,
I appreciated the fact that they put that much detail into it of like, oh, you can wander on and do this and that and this and that. And I mean, I thought it was when she started singing it, I was like, okay. We get it. Like,
remind me. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. I forgot what I was saying. So.
Remind me at some point to talk about the actress for Ellie and how she's kind of like distanced herself from that character, I've noticed.
From Ellie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She did not promote anything for this game.
Really?
No, there's interviews she's had after the game launched. I mean, they didn't probably talk about it a lot because there's probably not much they could say.
Well, I'm talking about like social media and stuff. Like Troy Baker is obviously really active, but he was such a minimal part of the game.
I've seen two interviews with Ashley Johnson. One where she's with Troy Baker. I've seen that Last of Us podcast, which is really cool. Like you should really check that out if you haven't. Okay. They go... Now, not only go plot by plot, but they use, like, audio from the game.
Do you want to plug it?
I mean, it's cool. Just go listen to it.
What's it called?
Just the Last of Us podcast. PlayStation is the one that created it.
It's on Spotify.
Yeah. But she taught in it. They go full spoilers, too. They're not. They assume you beat the game. Yeah. But Ellie, it seems like she's very personal and she's very defensive. Like, when people don't like the direction they took the game, it seems that she actually gets really offended because she's like, no one... If you're mad about Joel dying, there's no one more upset than the three of us. And she's talking about Neil, Troy, and herself. She's like, we loved those characters. Like, it gave weight to it. Because Ashley Johnson's dad also died, you know, like when she was around that age herself.
Oh, really?
So there was a lot more emotion to specifically to that scene that, like, I can't even imagine.
I hope they do another making of.
I do too.
For this game, because the one for the first one is just so good.
But.
Anyway.
I think she's very. The role's very personal for her. It's her biggest role ever. It's probably the biggest role she'll ever get.
I think she's in a movie now.
Yeah, but like, I feel like this is bigger than most movies.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a phenomenon. But.
Cultural.
But. So the thing that happens mostly in day one, it's just teaching you combat pretty much, but also mechanics of the game, backpack, all the stuff. You also start to get hints at Abby, who she is and where she, like her group. You get these pictures and all that. At the end of day one, your mask breaks, and then you realize, I realized at least, maybe I wasn't paying attention before, but fuck, Ellie hasn't told anyone about her circumstance.
Yeah.
Dina was shocked.
Still.
She was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, still nobody knows.
That was a tense scene. And then at the end of that, after they get back, you find out Dina's pregnant.
Yeah.
And that's those are the two big things for day one. Is
wear a rubber.
I don't know if they had rubbers.
We get to the theater.
Pull out.
Yeah, you get to the theater. You find the theater. And that's when the first flashback happens of the dinosaur thing.
Yes.
What's that one guy's name who impregnated her?
Jesse. He's day two.
Jesse's pullout game is weak.
Pullout game is weak. So, kind of moving on to day two, you take out some of the people, and in day two, you meet, it's either day two or day three. It's like, I think end of one or beginning of one, you meet the Seraphites. This, because you meet the WLF in day one, and at the beginning of day two, you fight the wolves. But in the middle of day or like towards the end of day two, you meet
the Scars.
The Scars. Yeah, it's in day two because Jesse hadn't talked, like, seen them yet, and they
talk about
them.
Which are these motherfuckers with scars on their faces, and they communicate by whistling.
They're complete stealth, and they're very hard to kill.
That first encounter with them was a pain in the ass.
I honestly loved that.
I did too.
Oh yeah, it was so much fun. Way better than the fucking stalkers. I hate those motherfuckers.
Oh man, the infected. So at this point with the infected, the only new one you met so far is stalkers. No, you haven't met the stalkers yet. You haven't met any new infected. Just ones from the last game, like runners.
Well, when was the clickers. Subway scene?
The subway scene, so again, that's just clickers.
That's after you get caught.
Yeah, that's after you get caught. It's the subway scene, and you learn, not learn because it's in the DLC from the first game, but that you can pin them against each other, which is cool. I find that very cool.
Yeah.
But in day two, after fighting the Seraphites, you get an encounter with the WLF again, and they're everywhere. They're fucking everywhere. I thought for real, like, I was like, I don't know how, I'm running out of fucking ammunition and shit. I don't know where to go. I eventually just ran, and then I realized, oh no, you're supposed to run at this part because they're everywhere. It's like another horde, but just of people. And that's when someone grabs your mouth and pulls you back. And in the trailers, this was Joel.
Yes.
In the game, this is Jesse.
Yep.
Jesse saves you.
So marketing was...
Marketing misled people on purpose.
A plan. It's planned marketing.
So you end up with Jesse. You get kind of a cool sequence of the truck when they're escaping.
Yeah.
And then once you escape, you do end up back at the theater. And then Jesse meets Dina. Jesse doesn't know Dina's pregnant yet. But he kind of figures it out. He can kind of tell something's off. But then the flashback happens as they're talking of Ellie going back to Utah at the hospital.
To the hospital, yeah.
What did you think of this part?
Made me sad.
Were you kind of mad at Ellie? But, like, understood at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
because you had the context of, like, everything that just happened to Joel. So you're, like, mad that she's talking to him like that, but at the same time,
understood, yeah, that she needed to... She didn't get any closure. She felt...
Yeah. I was understanding. I don't know what you're doing over there. But you understood it. What'd you feel, Avery? What'd you think of this whole part? Did you understand her? Or were you kind of...
Yeah, but at the same time, I was still upset about Joel's death. So, whatever she was feeling, it just didn't match. Like, I understood where each character came from, like, with their choices of how Joel killed all those people to save Ellie. And Ellie treating Joel like shit because he did all those things. But at the same time, like, nothing, even if they were to have a cure and to have cured everything, nothing would be the same. So either way, either outcome, it'd be, everybody would still be fucked.
Don't hate me, but I got these flipped. The actual, so this happens at the end of day three. Excuse me, I know, don't hate me, but the flashback that actually happens at this part, I totally forgot about it. It's like one of my favorite parts because it reminds me so much of the first game, the first bloater encounter with Joel.
Yeah.
I thought you had a flip.
Yeah, I fucked that up. But so really, so I guess when we get to that part, we'll just be like, hey, we talked about
it. So this is the hotel.
It's the hotel, and we are learning how to snipe. But before this...
They're going to the music shop.
Yeah, but before this flashback happened... at the end of day two, what causes this flashback to happen was, you killed Nora at the hospital. Oh. Holy fuck, that scene. That girl, I wanted her to die so bad after what she said. Because remember, this is the part that was in that final trailer for the game. Yep. You meet up with Nora, and you're like trying to get info on Abby, and Nora says, like, do you still hear his screams?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that bitch, little bitch, got exactly what he deserved, or something like that. I was like, I hope she needs to die. I want to kill her so hard.
She really drove it home. Like, she was fucking evil. Like, even Abby wasn't like that.
Yeah.
And then you do.
Yeah.
You do get to fucking demolish her. Yeah, I did feel good. Because then, the first time playing it, you don't know who that is. You just know that she's talking some shit.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a movie sequence. Like, you repeatedly hit square or whatever it was.
Until you just beat her fucking head in.
Did you make it last? Like, did you savor it?
Yeah.
She cries. I tried to see how long I could go before it, like, made me do it. And it never does. But she does say things, cries, and spits. And she eventually curses you out. But, like, after the second to last one, she, like, starts to, like, squeal a little bit and shit. And you just beat her one more time.
Love it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the flashback with the first bloater. This moment was cool. I like the sniping, too, but for me, it was going with Joel. The bloater fight was neat. That's the first time you see one, too, in this game.
Yeah, and it's fucking terrifying.
It is
terrifying.
Side note, I think, kind of obviously, Abby was stronger than Joel.
Abby's got fucking guns. We're about to get to her section.
My God.
She's inspired me to start working out.
She's got beefs.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I have been.
I'll believe it when I see it.
All right.
So that part's cool. It's action. You realize, like, there's some hostility because Ellie's like, you know, if we had a cure, they wouldn't have to, this wouldn't have to be this way. And Joel's like, I wish things were whatever they ain't. Kind of, I don't know, just trying to get to the next section.
When you speak of Joel and what he says, you got to say it like Joel.
Ellie.
With that southern twang.
I wish things were different, but they ain't.
There you go.
I miss coffee.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Now, Ellie, this is the Bible.
So.
I got you this here guitar.
Folks here call this guitar.
I know it ain't nothing special, but I got
you. See
it
this, Ellie?
You.
This is a gun.
So, anyways. Day three.
You like my horsey?
So at this point in day three, you had tracked down a few people. You killed that guy you scarred at the beginning, and you killed Nora, and you came across some other people dead from the scars. But this is where you split up from Jesse, because they're trying to find...
And Dina.
Yeah, Dina you left at the
You find out she's theater. Pregnant, she just stays at the fucking theater.
Yeah, she no longer really is involved until the fight, but your plan then is like... You've killed so many of their friends. Let's get Tommy and go home. So there comes a point when you've left the theater that it's raining and all that. And Jesse's like, okay, we know where Tommy's going. Let's go get him. But you'd also been fed. This is where Abby's going to be, is at this aquarium. And Ellie decides, I'm going after Abby. She's right there. You can go get Tommy and we'll all meet back. And her and Jesse have this weird like little fight where he's like, I hope you make it. Which was to me like... Man, Ellie's going a lot for this, like risking literally all her friends she's had at this point. But still, I'm like, you know what? No, let's go fucking kill this big muscle bitch. You see that Donkey video?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yep. I like Donkey that. Always nails it.
Yeah, but so then pretty much you don't find Abby. You get on this boat. You get told the boat mechanics. Again, you've not really come across anything new yet. You fight a bloater, which was hard in the arcade, but that was cool. But then you get to the aquarium. I felt like some shit was really going to go down. I was like, oh, this is about to be really hard. Like, it's final boss shit. I was like, man, this seems very end of game, and we're not very far in it. And then, yeah, you kill Nora. What?
He's making fun of you.
Why? What are you doing?
Nothing, continue.
No, go ahead. You take over the plot. What happens here, Avery?
I don't know. What's
Oh my God. Go for it. What happens?
Killed Nora, and then you run into this monster bloater thing. My God, I don't even This was a new character in the game, actually. Probably one of the most scariest.
What are you talking about?
And when you run into the ambulance.
That's bro, like, that's way far ahead. That's when you're playing as Abby. But it's the same time.
That's when you're playing as Ellie.
It's Abby.
No, you're thinking of like the acid ones.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I'm talking about the monster one.
What do they call them?
After you kill Nora.
They're not bloaters. What are they called? Fuck.
It starts with an S, I think.
Shamblers.
Shamblers, yeah.
Yeah, the real pimply guys that spew acid.
No.
No, I know what you're talking about, but that's not until... That's the Rat King you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's Abby, when she's trying to get...
Oh, okay. I thought it was Ellie.
Let's just try to get through some of this, because we're already running a little late, but... So
yeah, we're going way too long.
So you kill Nora, you find out... No. You kill Nora, you find out she's pregnant. Let's just blow through it.
You won't get me back.
you find out she's pregnant, and you're like, oh, no, because Dina's pregnant. And then the switch happens. Some wild shit happens. So you go back to the theater, and then, you know, they're talking to Jesse, like, hey, they got what they deserve. Tommy's, like, talking about this diamond thing. And then he runs off, goes to the front of the theater to do whatever. All of a sudden, you hear some business. You go run out. Who's there? Fucking Abby and her big-ass muscles. You don't see Lev in this part.
Well, as soon as Ellie runs out, fucking Jesse gets blown in the face.
Yeah, he dies.
Just like that. I was like, holy shit!
And that was the most... tense holy moment shit, so far
mate. And then shot in the fucking it was so face. Fucking
and then flashback
yep
and then it you're
pulled
playing
the, as, pulled the good old fashioned switcheroo.
I think every this part was very short, rightfully so.
It's like I'm listening to an audiobook right now.
Would you rather do, Avery?
Yeah, what do you think this is?
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I think this is a good way.
Making a statement.
We get through going plot by plot. We're making sure we hit everything.
That's
talk about.
That's fine. I'm just making a statement.
Now we're playing as Abby.
You get to see her
and
dad.
We're back to day one.
Yeah, you get
this
that
is like
flashback.
30 hours into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, day one. So this is more action packed.
I remember when Avery was playing this. He's like, you get to a section of the game where you're just like, what is the point of going on? And I feel like this was what you were talking about.
Were you ready to quit when you saw day one as Abby? Were you like, I'm done playing this game?
I think it was around day two. I was just like, oh my gosh.
I felt that way too.
I saw some sort of repetition of like, you know, the day one, day two, day three. Like, I didn't want to go through that again. I didn't know how if it was going to be day three or day four or day five or if it was going to be longer than that. So I was like, ugh.
I thought it was really cool how they lined up the events.
Yeah.
And how
yeah.
you saw it from both sides. And that was one of the coolest elements of this game, I think.
It was cool, but it made me sad.
So I thought it was kind of, it started slow. And then you meet Lev and you get that whole scene of like the hanging and all that. You meet Lev and Yara. Then day one ends, but day one ends with a bang.
Well, who is Lev and Yara?
They're past Seraphites. One gets captured.
Scars.
Same thing, but that all happens. And you meet them, and like they're kids.
When you were playing as Abby and you had Lev as your companion, it made it feel so much like the first game. And I really enjoyed that part.
But we're skipping. We're skipping one of the most memeable moments in this entire game.
I thought you had already skipped ahead.
No, we're at day one, end of day one for Abby.
Okay, go ahead.
And you meet up with...
Spanish guy.
No, not Spanish guy, her lover boy.
Oh, Owen.
Owen. And they fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Wait. Oh, yeah. I remember when I got to this part.
You saw her peck titty.
I saw this part and I immediately texted Avery and Chris. I'm like, whoa, titties! And I was like, whoa, lack thereof, but
it was straight up a peck.
Yeah, I honestly thought she was a dude when I saw that. I thought, because like, even Mason said online there was like a whole trans movement and people thought that she was actually a dude and they were just...
They were wrong, though. Like, there was one, but it wasn't Abby.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, it was Lev.
Oh. Lev was a girl?
Yeah.
What?
Dude, did you not pay attention in the game? Or you just tried to finish Abby's part so you weren't paying attention?
Boy.
No, Lev, that's why they got captured and they were in their situation because Lev.
That part was a definitely girl. Did confuse me at first, but then I caught on to it.
Oh, I thought it was just because he was a kid.
No, Lev was a girl.
She was a kid.
Lev was a girl, and then she shaved her head because she was supposed to get force married to some like elder of their tribe or whatever. Yeah. So she shaved her head, became a boy, and then they got pretty much thrown out of their group.
Oh, whoa.
I can't believe...
No, I did not catch that. Cool.
But that's day two.
Holy shit.
There's some other things that happened day two, some big things.
Only took him 3 months to beat the game.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Moving on.
I thought you paid attention, So what happens in day two is, yeah, you get bonding with Lev, but then the big bonding is them going up on that skyscraper. And
two bros, huh?
Yeah, two.
Two fucking, okay.
So anyways, go. They're on that skyscraper thing. That was terrifying.
Rescue me.
That was where I humanized a lot with Abby.
I loved how they added that effect with her. If you look down from heights,
she like
quivered the tunnel vision was mm-hmm. so cool.
But she falls like
yes,
because she's scared of heights. That's her thing. Like yeah. for her as brave height. And strong as she is, she's also scared of heights.
Pussy,
but
pussy.
When you fall down, you go into this pool. And this is where I was ready to take a break because I knew shit was about to be hard as hell. This,
I had no idea.
This is the hotel.
Yeah.
And you're.
And I remember when I was, because you guys have beat it so far ahead of me, but I remember you guys explicitly saying there's a whole section of the game that's like
ass.
Nightmarishly hard. You just said it was like terrifying and scary. So and I thought it was just going to be a bunch of fucking.
Yes, this for the rest of the day. Like this. Until you get to day three is the scariest part of the game. You get that hotel, which those stalker things that grow in the wall are everywhere.
Yeah. I really like them though. They were kind of cool.
They were cool. Like I thought it was all cool. It's just, it was scary. Scare
the shit out of me.
And then once you're finally through all of that,
there's a
bloater, but then like you realize, oh, the hospital's right there, but I have to go in alone. You end up getting separated from Lev because Lev can't go in there.
So you don't have a mask.
Well, no, Lev had a mask because you got that in the hotel. But when you get to the hospital, that's swarming with wolves. So Lev can't go in there. Yeah, so they end up capturing Abby, chaining her up. So she's there probably half a day.
And they're hunting for medical supplies for Lev's sister.
Yeah, because she's got an arm that needs pretty much amputated.
Fucking shattered.
But... So they capture Abby because they
get amputated.
Yeah, I know.
It needs amputated.
Yeah, like so she needs like a syringe and this box of supplies. And
so we get to the hospital.
Nora saves you.
Yes.
She unlocks you. And this is cool because it's like you know that turning on the power down there is why the power was on with Ellie. But also you know Nora's about to eat shit. So, but Nora tells you where to go and she's like, remember, this hospital was pretty much ground zero.
Mm.
And you're like, and she's like, no one's even down there anymore. So you know there's a bunch of shit down there, and you're going to be the only person.
She's giving me like PTSD. When she says that, I was just like, fuck, that's where I stopped.
Do you need to take some Lexapro?
Maybe.
Well,
or some Xanax? I'm
starting to get stressed.
So this is the part Avery was getting to. You go in the hospital.
Rat King.
And but you hear the Rat King throughout the whole thing, and you know because the power is off, you know as soon as you turn that power on it makes a bunch of noise and everything's coming at you.
Yeah.
But when you're fiddling around down there, there's this door that's locked and she uses her big beefy arms to try to open
you
it.
You feel bush.
Huh?
When you're feeling around down there, you feel bush.
Anyways, she tries to open a door and it slams shut, but then all of a sudden I had not my headphones on, but I was at someone's house dog sitting. Literally I felt like the whole house shook from the thing. It was like, I was like, what the fuck is that? I about pissed myself.
You had headphones on though.
No, I had it, but I had it full up. Like yeah. I put the, because I was the only one home.
Did
I was like,
play with your headphones on?
No. You play? I would have been terrified.
I have that subwoofer though, so it was still.
I had the full sound in my headset. I'm like, dude, it was,
I would have been able to do
it. I would have shit my pants.
But
I randomly...
Did you start crying?
The only reason why I had my headset on was so that my girlfriend couldn't hear the game. But once something popped out at me, I'd be like, go.
I have never cursed so much playing a game.
So real
that
quick,
whole part was like, fuck.
This game is the reason why you're going to hell.
Let's say this. So what happens real quick, just to get there, she turns on the power, all the infected start coming out of their like hospital rooms and stuff, and then you go back where you came from, and then you see that big door was open, but it's just a cesspool of blood everywhere.
And a bunch of handprints.
Yeah, a bunch of handprints, and you end up realizing, I've got to follow it.
It's the monster from inside.
So you go, you follow it, and then you see, hey, you're in the parking garage now. Hey, there's a medical vehicle. So you go in there, you find the supplies, but then all of a sudden everything shakes, and you hear something walking around making... I don't even know how they got the noise.
It crept up on you.
Yes.
And like, it did the classic like hand reaching around the corner, and then it slowly crept in. But it didn't stop.
No.
It wasn't just one thing. It was just this conglomerate of...
Yeah. So this...
It was just like, what the fuck is that?
I, at this point, was like, oh, fuck. Like, trying to go through it. I literally was...
You imitated like... Your scream. I remember when you got past the, you're like, there's this one part that made me scream out loud.
I was literally like, ah, because it was like scared the shit of me. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, am I moving around? I'm not gonna And then like, that thing was so scary.
And then it chases you. And
yeah,
you're
it chases
like, what
you.
What the fuck?
Did it guys take you a couple times to get through that? Or did it just take you one?
To the end of the chase scene, it killed me because I didn't realize you can keep running.
When the thing separates... That's what got me. That little thing that pretty much births from it. Yeah, that like splits off. I was like, this is nasty.
Yeah, that was some intense.
That thing got me
shit.
Like I had to do that part twice. But
burst through the walls
when
and
it,
shit.
There's a part where you're trying to get the door open and you've avoided its clutches the whole time, but it actually picks you up, like scripted, and you're like, oh fuck, I'm about to die, and then like you get it with the axe. I was like, oh,
so good.
My heart was racing. That was the coolest, like probably the coolest moment of the game, I thought. Maybe
I wouldn't say it's the coolest.
There's so many good ones. Like, but
no, I'd say the one, I don't want to jump ahead, but go ahead.
Just yeah, we're continue. Getting there. So that's the pretty much the end of day two. Like you get back with the supplies to Yara. They end up having to take her arm off. And then day three happens. And what the start of day three is.
Well, by this time, Lev and Abby have bonded.
Yeah, they're bonded. Like they're it's attached. Kind of like Joel and Ellie,
yes,
pretty much.
Very much like Joel and Ellie, which is what I was talking about earlier. I really liked that moment with Lev.
Yeah, I did too.
Kind of took away from the.
They're the pair I cared the most about, pretty much towards the end. Besides, I liked Ellie a lot too, but I really cared for their story a lot going forward.
Oh yeah,
because there's so much more consequence to it. So day three, I think, is probably the most nuts day. So Lev, they're all planning on leaving, like Owen, because he abandoned the Wolf Station. What's her name? Not
we
Nora.
We skipped the first part of day three for Ellie, by the way.
Oh, well.
And the aquarium.
No, we didn't. We got to the aquarium with Ellie.
Did we talk about how she killed Owen and a pregnant woman?
Yeah, that we said that.
Oh, okay. That must have been when Avery was making fun of you.
Yeah
I wasn't paying attention.
So... What's her name?
I don't know, but that is the one character I didn't like.
Yeah, that's me too. Okay. I did not like her.
So, yeah.
She bothered me so
face.
Much. And this
stupid
is where I knew.
Eyes.
I knew, like, when we played as Abby, I was like, man, they're not going to get me. I know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Trying to make me feel. But when she told Abby off, I was like, fuck you. What does Abby got to do with that? Fuck, don't come at Abby like
bitch.
That. And I was like, she fucking killed Joel. Like, what's happening? Why do I care
so
much?
Yeah. I was even like, just now, I'm just like, yeah, fuck Abby. But like, yeah.
She didn't need to talk to Abby like that.
This
what
is
Abby
such
do?
Like a,
it made everyone feel real, but.
Well, she just knew about the history that she had with Owen.
Owen, yeah. Like, she, it's the same thing. Like, she's not unjustified with her anger too. But so anyways, what happens here is the setup is they're all trying to leave, but Lev doesn't want to leave their mom, so Lev goes to Seraphide Island, where the Space Needle in Seattle is, which broke off. Yeah, it flooded, and it pretty much became its own island, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But then you know, like, there's going to be a bunch of Seraphites, pretty much the hardest enemies in the game,
yeah.
So you go fight them.
This part was really fun.
This was really fun. Like, the whole chase sequence, the burning aspect of everything, like, Lev couldn't save their mom. Like, Lev
ended up tearing through Seraphites.
And Seraphites, that big just dude. Massacre.
Yes.
Yeah. And he pretty much got at his jaw and was ripping at it.
And Big Bertha earlier. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Big Bertha.
Yeah, that dude, he was like, you fuck him up. Yeah. And he just keeps coming back. It was like a horror movie.
Jason. When you got to the end of that part where you're like just trying to get to the boat so you can get the fuck out of there, where they were fighting each other, did you let them fight the whole time? Or did you try to intervene?
I was trying to get the fuck out of there.
But I mean, like, did you try to sneak past them and let them fight each other? Or did you, like, try to take on both?
Before you get to the boat? Yeah. And the big guy? No, I killed everyone I could. Well, there was
I snuck parts. Around. Because they eventually kill all of them. Like, maybe have, like, I had, like, one or two I had to kill, like, once it was all settled. But, yeah, they really do kill each other.
I took out the wolves, and then I had to face quite a few Seraphites.
Yeah, but that was scary. And then, yeah, everything's burning, and you kill that guy, you take his fucking jaw out, and Yara dies.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about Isaac, but he's kind of small.
He's built to be, like, the main antagonist, but doesn't really...
But, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's another thing of, like, it's a bonus playing the game. It's a side story. You get to see, but...
There's so many elements that go into it.
But Yara ends up dying throughout all this, so it's really just Abby and Lev. Mm-hmm. So then you're trying to get back so you can get to the aquarium so you, Owen, and what's-her-goober McPregnant face can all leave. Then you know it's happening because you're like, you realize in that moment, oh, it's raining. And then you're like, oh, it's raining. Ellie just fucking killed these two. Yeah. And I'm about to go back and see it.
Yep.
And then you're like putting the pieces, like, this is where everything starts to happen. And you get to that tense scene. Did you think you were going to play as... So you get to Ellie, right? Because you see everything.
It gets back to the end of day three where the big switch was.
The stories really converged. Did you think you were going to play as Abby in that fight?
I thought I was going to play as Ellie.
I did too. I was going
to switch back.
Ellie was so fucking hard.
Yeah, she was
I died so many fucking times to Ellie.
It was 3 or 4 tries for me.
I felt it was cool, though. I was like, man, they making her hard to beat.
Man, you guys suck at video games. That takes me once.
Once you get...
How did you... Well, how'd you die so many times at the Rat King then?
I didn't.
I thought you said you had to play that like a few times.
No.
Why'd you ask then?
I was just curious.
No, I died to Ellie a lot. Ellie fucking fucked my shit.
No,
I got to the third part with Ellie where she starts laying traps. And
yeah.
And I finally figured out, I was like, fuck it. And then you throw like a bottle at it and it disorients her.
And then you go beat her ass. Yeah. Then you beat her ass.
Yeah.
And then Dina comes in to save.
The whole time, like, fuck, I don't want to kill
yeah,
Ellie.
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, man, I really don't want to be the one that kills Ellie.
But I didn't want
Abby
I didn't want Abby to die either. So I'm like, what the fuck is going to happen?
And then probably the...
And then this part is another big controversy with a lot of the gamers.
Which...
is kind of fucking stupid.
What was the controversy?
So a lot of people were mad that all of the sudden Lev convinces Abby not to kill Ellie.
But Lev didn't say anything. Abby knew it was wrong.
Lev said, Abby, don't.
She didn't say that. Or he, sorry.
Yes, he did.
I thought, I've watched it. Lev just says, Abby.
Okay, maybe he doesn't say don't.
But, like, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just drawing attention. Like, Lev's watching you. What are you setting as an example?
Lev definitely stopped it.
Yeah. But I think that's totally reasonable. It's so, she sees that, like, Lev, it's creating another cycle. I can see Abby seeing Lev in that moment and being like, I know I'm going too far. Like the whole time, like, I know I'm going too far. I'm going too far, but fuck it. Fuck these people. And then you see Lev and you're like,
well, yeah, because to Abby, Lev was the whole reason. Like she started to correct herself. Like she started to want to be a better person.
And she didn't want Lev to see her as this complete fucking killing machine.
Yeah. And that's why that one bitch was yelling at her and like really bringing her down. Is like, I know who you are and what you do.
You're a fucking monster.
Yeah, and she's like trying to change. Yeah, she called her a monster.
Yeah, because Lev, imagine in that moment, Lev's been there for a minute, and you know that Lev heard the whole she's pregnant, and Abby going, good.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, that's fucking hardcore. And then in an interview, I saw that Laura Bailey, when she was filming that, was pregnant. And they asked her, like, how'd that make you feel? She's like, I don't want to talk about it. I was like, fuck.
Wait, who is Laura Bailey?
She's Abby. Girl that plays Abby. Shit. When she was filming that scene where she's like, good. Like, she was pregnant in that moment.
Well, that's wild.
That is wild, isn't it? But she didn't want to talk about it more beyond that. But I thought it was like...
That sucks. Damn it. I want to know what she thought.
You need to watch those interviews. I'll send them to you. I need to
do some interviews.
They're good. But... So then they break off. And then this is... I thought this was going to be pretty much the end of the game.
Yeah, me too.
But it doesn't. It has a whole another third act.
The epilogue. The 0.5 of the two.
It's just as long as like at least half... Like, it's a good chunk of the days. Game. It just seems fast because it...
It's like another 5 hours.
A lot happens in
it. 5 or 6 hours.
So, let's just... Do you want to just kind of blow through this?
I never finished the game. I lied to you guys.
You mean...
Shut the fuck up.
So, I thought the game was going to end here. Let's just kind of get...
So, at some point in the story, Abby learns that the Fireflies could possibly still be...
That's where they're going, yeah. Because of Owen.
In California.
That's where Owen wanted to go.
Yes. Yeah. So... Abby and Lev go to California. Ellie finds out from Tommy that a woman that was built like an axe has shown up in various places in California. So Ellie has this inner turmoil. Should she go? Should she stay? Because she
Dina has a baby
life with Dina. Dina has a baby, JJ.
Which they Ellie's they're really the on mother. This
parental role.
Yeah. You get that whole flashback moment.
She has a good life now, but...
That PTSD episode.
Tommy comes back.
Yeah.
Tommy's fucked up because he...
He survived somehow.
Survives.
Yeah.
Lost his fucking eye, I guess.
He got shot in the fucking face with an arrow.
Well, with that... No, he got shot in the head.
With a gun.
Yeah, he got shot
in the head. Oh, it was the gun?
Yeah. She blasted him. Well, and it got him, I guess,
right. The reason why I knew he... Like, I knew he lived was because they didn't show his death.
True. That's a good point.
I mean, they showed the gun being shot at him,
but then they
near the head.
We need to talk about the PTSD part.
Yeah, where she says she goes in the barn.
Shook me up.
Is that what got you the most?
Yeah,
Ellie has like a PTSD moment where she's going down to the basement, like at the beginning, but she can't open the door.
Fucking sad.
Yeah, and she couldn't. So Ellie, at this point too, like you noticed, and I noticed. Did you notice that she looked really skinny?
Yeah, she looked sick.
She emaciated.
I kept saying that, like she looks sick.
She couldn't eat.
Yeah,
she ultimately had unfinished business. Like Tommy told her all that, but I feel like she wanted to do it at the same time.
Well, yeah, I mean, she couldn't move on.
It wasn't that Tommy put all this guilt on her. It's like she was a pin drop away from probably doing that herself.
Yeah.
She just now has the info. Tommy could have said, like, I have this info. You don't need to go after. But now that she has that info, it wouldn't have mattered what anyone said. I feel like she would have went.
Yeah. Yeah, the way they did that scene really stuck with me. Like,
it's intense.
Made it really depressing.
So, real quick, Abby found this house that had all this Firefly shit with all these posts, and she calls, and she finds someone there. But as she's leaving to get out, because she's on her way to go find that place, they get jumped and captured.
By Logic and this other fat guy.
Yeah, did you know that was Logic?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Are you Snapchatting right now? Are you here?
Did you know that was Logic? God. The skinny guy?
That was with the big guy?
You know where she gets stabbed, and when she falls down, the skinny guy comes by, and Ellie's like, what a little bitch, because he gets scared by a clicker. That's Logic.
Oh.
You know who Logic is?
Yes, I know who Logic is, but I don't...
Whatever, they get captured
Forgive
by
Forgive me, I don't remember the specific scene.
Ellie then catches up, and she also gets captured. Same people. Yes. But she
Ellie fucking kills them.
At this point, I just kind of want to be... I wanted it to be done with the game.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, this is going on a little long. But so you get through this section, you find these people that like capture, like they have a concentration camp pretty much, and they purposely infect people who go against them, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Which is fucked. I was like, this is a whole nother thing that could have been its own fucking game.
Yeah.
How fucked this is.
Yeah.
I was like, it's cool though, but like we're playing through it and then you fuck their whole thing up. Like, they're not a thing anymore. Ellie literally ruins that whole society.
How many times did you die during this part?
A lot.
Didn't die once.
I died a lot. This was hard. But...
It wasn't very
I barely
hard.
Died in this game. I don't...
What'd you play?
I almost died. I ran out of
I played it on hard.
Oh, I played normal.
Did you play moderate or hard?
I think I played moderate.
I'm fucking grounded. I didn't die once. Permadeath, bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyways,
you... Moderate all day.
So you no find this, like...
all day.
Place where all they're day. Hanging people up. And... Because you're told that's where Abby is because she left and tried to run away. So her and Lev are hung up. And you can't find Abby. It didn't take me too long because eventually the little circle thing gave away where she was. But then she's emaciated. You doesn't even look like Abby, really. Shaved head, everything.
Her mannerisms, like, during that final fight.
She looked like straight-up Gollum.
She did look like Gollum.
You don't even know what Gollum looks like. You didn't finish the movies.
Those movies are bad. So... You then cut her down, and she cuts Lev down, and then she takes Lev to a boat. She tells, because she knows Ellie. She knows who Ellie is. She's like, boats are this way. So then you get to the boats, and you assume, like, okay, we're just going to leave. Like, there's Ellie's gone through boats. Some shit in this time, and nope. They play a little image of Joel with his bashed in head, and you're like, oh no, Ellie came here with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget why we came here, boys.
She ain't getting away that easy.
She doesn't. They...
Ellie's like, fuck no.
They both get fucked up in this thing. Like, she gets cut everywhere. Abby does. Yeah. And then Ellie loses two fucking fingers.
Yeah. She bites him off.
And Abby didn't want to fight. Mm-mm. Made that known. Like, Abby didn't want this fight.
And before the last time that they met, Abby was like, I better never fucking see you again.
Yeah.
Or else she'll finish the job.
But she Ellie. Didn't want to fight this time. I mean, because Ellie saves their life.
Yeah.
You know... During this part, I kind of understood one of the gripes is what? That a lot of people said the voice actress that played Abby didn't really fit the character. So I noticed a lot of times when you hit Abby or Abby got hit, she had like a really girly scream. And I guess that kind of doesn't fit because you expect her to have like...
You don't like Trunks?
I like Trunks.
She's Trunks.
I know, but like she kind of screams like a little girl when she got hit.
I but she's that's a woman. So odd.
I know
that's such a weird.
That's not like she's on roids.
I know, but you don't. I guess you don't expect that when you see such a big character like that. You expect like the big Bertha bitch that you fight a couple
what,
times.
What do you expect? Like,
her like
not, stop.
Not like that. Yeah, the Mario guy.
I've been hit.
That's a weird complaint.
That was. Like, a lot of people complain about that, though.
Anyways, she gets choked out. And Ellie eventually...
Holds her fucking head under the water.
Yeah, like, drowning her, really. Like, she won the fight, but she doesn't kill her. She sees one little flash of Joel on his guitar. I don't know what it was about it, or if it was just a thing of, like, she was done. She lets Abby go.
Yeah.
And then Abby does. Abby goes. They don't... Ellie just says, just take him. Abby goes away. She doesn't say anything to Ellie. They go their separate ways. And then you get... This is where the flashback happens of the dinner. Or the dance. The dance flashback, I'm pretty sure, happens in this mm-hmm. moment. And you see what happened that night.
Which is the first trailer of the game.
Yeah, yeah. This is weird because in the whole context of the game... I remember seeing that trailer, and I thought it was cool and all, but this is the first time Ellie has talked to Joel since that day at the hospital.
Yep, where she found out.
And what a cool scene, I guess, but it's so weird.
Joel comes in to protect her.
It's not what you thought that scene was, definitely. There's so much.
It stops after they kiss.
Yeah.
But there's a whole other part that plays into the story after that.
But you hear about Joel, like, oh, your old man's giving me problems on patrol. But, like, at the same time, Ellie hasn't talked to Joel this whole time. Like,
yeah.
Nobody knows what's went down between.
I didn't watch any of the trailers.
So there's only, like, three. There's this.
Most of the trailers play in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured so, but, like.
This was one of the trailers. The other one was Abby being hung up. And the last one was the Nora.
Wings.
Yeah.
So, with this last, you know, part of the game, well, we should probably finish.
Let's finish it out. So, Ellie and Dina are dancing, they kiss, just like you've seen in the trailer, and then all of a sudden, this big homophobic dude was like, this is a family event.
Yeah.
I was like, man, fuck this guy. everything is
no
about.
No dykes allowed.
Yeah, he says that. He's like, that's what this town needs, another loudmouth dyke.
Yeah.
And then Ellie's about to fuck this guy up. Because in my mind, I'm like, man, this guy has no idea. This little girl fucking killed so many people. He's about to be dead. And then Joel pushes him. I'm like, oh.
Joel's going to fuck him up.
Yeah, Joel's going to fuck him up. This guy has no idea. Like, he doesn't know what he walked into. And then they break it up. And then, yeah, Ellie and Joel have this fight that's so heartbreaking to watch. I'm like, man. At this point in the game, I was like, fuck. That's the last thing she said to Joel.
Yeah.
But then, no. She goes back to the house. Again, they flash forward again. She goes back to the house. She can't play the guitar. Dina fucking left. Because Dina warned her. She's like, if you go after this shit, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And she did. That's where I thought Ellie went too far. I was like...
The part where she couldn't play the guitar almost got me.
Yeah, where her fingers were
That cut. Was... God damn, this game is so sad.
Well, when I saw her pick up the guitar, I'm like... How is she going to play the guitar?
They make you play it.
Yeah.
They make you try to play it, and it sounds so broken.
Yeah, I'm like...
It's like, how? Fuck this game, man.
But then you get the flashback, the coffee flashback you're talking about. Where
he traded... Why was he so embarrassed that he traded for that coffee?
I bet some guns and ammo and a bunch of shit that's like really necessary.
I think he showed his asshole or something.
But you get this kind of like sweet moment.
Yeah. This...
That it was... It's
the day before he goes on the patrol.
Yeah. Like they were planning on doing the movie night after this.
Yep.
Like... That's why I'm saying, like, you really should replay this game. It adds so much more weight.
I want to.
At least that beginning part.
Yeah.
So much more weight to it.
It's going to take you another 3 months.
It's probably going to take me half a year.
Yeah.
It's going to take you half a year to beat it again.
I will definitely be playing again, though.
But you get that moment where they're talking, and she's like, I don't know if I can ever forgive you, but I'd like to try.
Yeah.
And Joel's like, I'd like that. And that's not... The game then flashes forward. Ellie puts the guitar down, walks out. Credits. One last question. Where do you think she goes?
Home.
Do you think she goes back to Jackson, or do you think she goes her own way?
Oh, you're talking about like real time?
I think she goes her own way. Really?
For sure.
I think she goes back to Jackson.
Why would she?
I think...
Because she pretty much had started a family.
Dina left.
I know, but...
I don't think Dina went back to Jackson.
I think Dina did. I think because her family was there.
I don't know. I feel like the revenge story, this is obviously a revenge story, but Ellie lost literally everything in this game. Everything.
She left the guitar behind, too.
Yes. She lost Joel. She lost the song that Joel taught her. Everything she had is gone.
Her mom's knife she lost.
Yeah. She lost Dina. She lost JJ. She lost all of her friends.
The only thing she had from Dina was the wristband. She had Joel's pistol, but I think she wears his watch too.
His broken one. She has his watch. I don't know if she had his jacket.
My question is, do you think there's going to be a part 3?
Absolutely.
I bet that's the biggest PS5 game that whole generation
part
is going
to have.
It's going to be at the end
or again. Part 3 or a sequel to The Last of Us.
What do you mean?
You mean a prequel?
Yeah.
A prequel to the first game?
No, I bet it's a sequel. I bet it picks up Abby's story. I bet Ellie's is done, though.
I bet Ellie and...
And why'd you mention a prequel?
I bet Ellie and Abby are going to meet up.
Why'd you...
Because you said sequel, but
yeah,
like...
You said sequel.
Did you say it's going to be part 3 or a sequel?
Yeah.
And we were both like, what the fuck?
No, like a sequel to The Last of Us, because this is a Last of Us Part 1 and 2.
Oh, do you think like this will be Last
so you
of
mean
Us
like
2?
A,
whole another game, but
that's
like,
not a sequel. Then
I mean, it could. I can see how that would work, but
that's what people wanted this game to be.
Well, so to me, a Last of Us 2 would mean separate people, and it follows no one from this game.
Okay. Exactly.
That to me would be what like 2
a
would
Last
be.
Of Us 2. Okay.
Yeah.
As to where a part 3 would be, like they're following either Ellie or
they could do that and then backtrack. To a part 3.
I honestly would prefer a part 3.
Rather who would you follow, though?
I think the show was going to be The Last of Us 2.
No, the show follows like Joel and Ellie. It's a recreation of the game.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of
weird.
That's gonna be
I hope it's good.
I'd rather do like what they did with The Walking Dead,
where it's like a side story.
Yeah,
they're by the way, they're finally ending that shit.
I know, season 11.
Oh my god.
So, what did you think this game? How do you think it compares to the first one?
I think it's something
longer,
completely different.
Longer, yeah.
It's longer. It's more intense. It's more sad and depressing.
Yeah, more heartfelt and.
And honestly, I didn't mind that Joel wasn't in it or wasn't so prominent in the game. I would have liked maybe like a fourth of the game to be some classic Joel and Ellie shit.
Yeah.
But I get what they're doing, and ultimately, it's Neil Druckmann's story, so like anything he writes should be his.
I feel like you got that classic Joel and Ellie shit through Abby.
Yeah.
The combat, I would say, was
so much better.
Phenomenal. Yeah, that's an argument I don't get. Like, people say it's not like the first game, but when it comes to the story, people are... that same argument is kind of like a hypocrisy of what they're arguing. It's like, they wanted more Joel and Ellie, which would have been more of the first game. And then when it gets to combat, they're like, well, it's the same. When it's not.
It's not. It's way different.
And their arguments are flip-flop. It's like, what do you want? Do you want a new game? Or do you want the first game again?
It's crazy. I feel like if these games, graphically, whatever, like, that's separate. But story-wise, if these games happened in reverse, I think people would love this game and hate one for the same reasons. Like,
yeah.
I wanted more Abby, and I got this fucking Joel guy that I don't know about. Like,
this game was so... politically
divisive,
attacked online before its release,
but it sold the best out of any PS4 game, and
it's done well. But there was so much controversy around this game before it even came out.
Yeah, but I feel like, again, because the spoilers again was Joel dying, and when you hate the game, I feel like a lot of it is like you see that spoiler and you can't let that go when you play this game. Like, you already know who Abby is. So when you're playing as Abby, you already have this resentment because you know what she's about to do. So you get no growth in the beginning. Again, a lot of people who don't like it haven't played it. So that whole shit of like fighting the Rat King, yeah, it looks scary to see, but you're not playing it. There's no real fear there because whatever Let's Play you're watching, they're not going to show you death scenes, really. There's a whole element of people who don't play the game, saw Joel died, and I feel like just could not let that go. You miss out on so much, I feel, when you're that way.
My last note.
It's so close-minded, too. It's like, why not?
Closing notes.
Taking the story.
Closing notes.
Yeah, go ahead, Avery.
Okay. My last note on this game was playing as Ellie, playing as Abby, really put me in a position I'd never thought I'd ever be in. Like, it made me really think about how strong women can be and how strong women are. And it really made me respect women more, about like what they're capable of. And like when I was walking into this game, I was thinking, oh, I'm playing as a woman, and which is very sexist.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people felt that way. And
yeah, I'm sure. But
a lot of people were mad about that.
I was playing as, shortly after playing as Ellie, I'm like, damn, this is awesome. Like, I didn't care. I really didn't care. I wanted to play as Abby. I wanted to play as Ellie. I didn't care if I played as Joel again. I didn't care if I played as Tommy. I didn't care about anything besides playing as those two characters. And, you know, I'm sure that's what they were aiming for in this game. And I'm glad they achieved it, at least with most of the players.
Very strong female leads, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, I don't really notice that until, I guess, it's presented as that people actually don't like playing as women. Like, the whole...
Which is
it being
stupid.
A woman that's, or man yeah, did so not stupid. Affect me in any way. But and then going back and seeing like people who were upset just because they had to play as a girl was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, what are you weird, talking man. About? It does not have to be a man to be a good game.
No, and I mean, at first I wasn't like truly upset about playing as a woman in the game. I was just like,
Well, yeah, I mean, that point...
It kind of sucks, but...
This game really did bring that to life, though. It's like,
yeah.
You know, people like me who aren't affected by that don't notice that is actually a problem.
Yeah.
With the whole Gamergate thing.
Well, that and, like, that Ubisoft Assassin's Creed game, the Odyssey one, it was originally supposed to have just a female lead, but they thought it wouldn't sell well.
And then they made you choose.
Yeah, so then they gave a second gender and modified the game.
Just write your fucking story.
But, like, this game proves you can have a female lead if you write... Two female leads.
But I will say, knowing Assassin's Creed, you know, the game, those games sucks.
Yeah, those games.
As it is. Like, it probably wouldn't have sold well.
Yeah, but the grand scheme of things is, like, don't fucking bow down to these assholes.
Yeah.
Can we all agree, though, that the PS4 probably has the best lineup of games ever? God of War, Red Dead 2. Which, by the way, I do like now.
Really?
Yeah, but anyways, Uncharted. Really? And
story
Last
for another time. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think arguably PlayStation 2 was the king of the games.
But anyways, but, I really like this game.
Yeah, it's a great game. 10 out of 10, hands down. Like, fucking, if you don't want to play this game or had reservations about playing it because of other people's opinions, play it yourself. Have your own opinion. Play the Maybe fucking game. It is so good.
Took Maybe Alec 3 months and a full months. Bottle of anxiety medication to get through this whole game.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
I don't know how. I didn't mute any words. Nothing. I was on Twitter every day.
I was like, don't go on Twitter. You're going to see art. Because I thought you were going to see Art of Lev or something and be like, who the fuck?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, end of episode.
Guys, it was great to get Pizza back time. In the saddle for Beef Stew. Yeah. We got some fucking voice effects. You want to play some voice effects real quick?
No.
You want some voice effects? I got
T-Pain.
And we got a cave. I'm in a cave right now.
Can we be done?
And a cathedral. Do you want to do the Halo song?
And I'm never coming back.
I've been here for 2 hours sitting okay. in these seats.
All right, well. Let me play the outro. Okay. Bye, guys.